It's just 2.5 weeks until Britain's EU referendum. If the country votes to remain by a reasonable margin, then by and large life will carry on pretty much as before for most people. However, if the UK votes to leave, the nation will be in uncharted territory, with the Prime Minister David Cameron facing questions about his future. On Sunday, one of his predecessors, John Major, intervened on behalf of the Remain campaign. And in a sign of how heated the debate has become, he didn't mince his words, as I heard from our political correspondent, Chris Mason.
Well, Sir John Major had a reputation as British Prime Minister in the 1990s of being dull, even of being boring. He acknowledged today that he is often understated in his public interventions, and yet what he said in a BBC interview was anything but understated, as he repeatedly criticised the Leave campaign in the UK referendum.
What they have said about leaving is fundamentally dishonest, and it's dishonest about the cost of Europe. And on the subject that they've veered towards, having lost the economic argument of immigration, I think their campaign is verging on the squalid. So these promises of expenditure on the National Health Service or elsewhere are frankly fatuous. They are a deceit. I am angry at the way the British people are being misled.
John Major, of course, faced immense troubles over Europe during his time as Prime Minister. What did the Leave campaign say about it?
Yeah, as you say, there was a chasm in the Conservative Party when it was governing Britain for much of the 1990s. Today, it was as if he was trying to crowbar open, prise open that chasm even further. He clearly feels aggrieved at how he was treated by some of the same people who were in his government 20 years ago, who are now leading advocates of the Leave campaign. But there's an additional figure, a big figure within the governing Conservative Party in the UK, that of Boris Johnson, the former Mayor of London. So what did he make of what Sir John Major had said, and particularly the suggestion from the former British Prime Minister that Mr Johnson was merely setting out his argument because he wants to be Britain's next Prime Minister?
Obviously, there is going to be a temptation by one side to try to turn it into a personality-driven conversation. My view about the EU has changed, but you'll be safer taking back control.
The question is the extent to which this powerful intervention from Sir John Major will make any difference to voters.